Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 Heater. The Gen 40 heaters are back in stock. With skyrocketing heating bills, they sold out and will go fast again. If you missed the last special, order fast and now at EdenPureDeals.com. For this week or until they run out, you can get the stylish and strong Eden Pure Gen 40 heater with code Howie50.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace, stand up.
Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. A lot to discuss in this next hour. We also have Woker Joke coming up at 1:30. Thursdays are really becoming my favorite day of the week. And plus, when you got stories like this, SBF, RNC spending, all these kind of delicious stories to just take in and share with the audience and get your take, most importantly. But we've had some people on the lines for a while here, and I want to go first to the callers. Let's go to Tom. You're up next on The Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Grace. Good afternoon. Nice to talk to you. I just wanted to make a couple of comments. First, on John Boehner crying. If you're an old school guy like me, there's only two times in your life that you should let people cry if you're a man. Number one, when your mother dies. Number two, when your dog dies. All other displays of emotion should be in private. Number two, regarding the spending bill, there's a movie called Moonstruck, and in the movie, a guy's pitching a job to a couple, and they balked at the enormous cost, and he said, it costs money because it saves money. That sounds like what Congress is trying to do with that bill.
Yeah, it costs money to bring people relief for inflation. We got to inflate the economy in order to help with inflation. Yeah, Moonstruck. You know, I've never seen Moonstruck. I won't lie to you, Tom. But I know, here's a fun fact, that it stars, I believe, Nicolas Cage and Cher, right? And Cher won an Oscar for it. I don't know why. Every time it's on TV, it just doesn't interest me. You know what other movie I've never seen? Not to get too off topic here, but I just thought of this. Fox just had a headline up about Die Hard being a Christmas movie. Never seen Die Hard. Again, probably not going to watch it either. I really, Bruce Willis, I like him. Not my thing. As far as your first comment, two times in a guy's life, he should cry. I do not abide by that. Maybe it's because, you know, I'm a modern woman. And I do think that men have emotions too. I actually think that part of the problem in our society is that men get so much hate lately. And they're also not expected to express their feelings, kind of like a double-edged sword. I will say, though, that Boehner's blubbering breakdown definitely would have been a time to keep that in private. I'm also a big believer in you don't cry at work. In most cases, I don't think you should be. You know, there's always an exception to a rule. You never know what's going on with someone. That's something I'll always reiterate. But in most cases, keep the emotions in check if you can. Angie, you're up next on The Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Angie.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. The reason that I am very upset with my country, and you have to understand, my father, my cousin, everyone has been in the military, and I respect the military. I respect the police. But one thing that bothers me, no one talks about, I was taught you have to have a strong military, so this way we can defend our country if people attack us. Has to be a strong, strong military. And the way Biden has put this military, got rid of this, because they didn't have vaccinated. This is what bothers me, Grace, most of the time when I hear the news or watch or listen to your show. No one talks about our borders. I'm not just talking about the illegals, because I don't care who comes in the country as long as they come in legally, the way all my grandparents and all had to. But, of course, Biden is running the country. But the thing that bothers me the most is I think we could be attacked, because this is the lowest our defense has been. And you're supposed to have a great defense, and this way we don't get attacked. I think anybody that ever thought about attacking our country would do it now.
Yeah, and you know, you're right, because the recruiting levels right now are really, really abysmal for the military. And I was just having this conversation with my husband the other day. I said, you know, as much as I criticize what's going on with Joe Biden, but you see these military men and women, and to me, there's no question that there's something about this country. Did I ever talk about, my dad used to always tell me this expression. He would say, whenever I was in a tough situation, if I was dealing with a, you know, tough teacher, tough friend, whatever, my dad would say, it's like the Russian army, train hard, fight easy. And we always use that in my house, you know, whatever you're doing, it's preparing you for battle, and then the battle's going to be easier because the training's so hard. And I said that once. I met this Russian guy, he was an Uber, and I was with my dad, and I said, oh, dad, you know, you always use that expression, it's like the Russian army, train hard, fight easy. And the Uber driver said, yeah, but it's different. It's different for Americans when they fight. You guys fight differently. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, because you guys are fighting for freedom. And in a lot of other places, they're fighting because they're being told to fight. And that difference is what can make or break things. That's the real crux of the matter. And I don't think that's changed. Like, when I see these young men and women, and you see stories, and you see people on Fox News doing these hits, and I know Fox gets made fun of, like, they're always doing these patriotic, I have no issue with it. They put up these people, and you think, we still got it. There's still so many great, and I hate to say kids, because they're, a lot of them are older than me, but great kids who make up the backbone of our military. And the unfortunate thing, which goes back to that last caller, Angie, I believe her name was, is that their hands are tied in a lot of situations. It's not that they don't still have that same grit. It's not that, you know, the greatest generation obviously kind of stands apart from everyone else, but that spirit is still there in a lot of people in this country. But they're being put in a position where they can't use their skills, and they can't, and instead, like, the focus is on maternity flight suits and inclusion and diversity instead of training people to defend this country. And on the aspect of the border, it's just a joke. You know how it's a house divided against itself cannot stand? A country without borders cannot stand. I mean, it can't sustain in that way. And MSNBC is just figuring this out. You know, conveniently, right after the midterms, MSNBC decides, maybe we'll take a page out of Bill Malugin's book, that ex-Abercrombie and Fitch model, that dummy. Maybe we'll get into what he's been talking about for the last couple of years. And they decide to do a little hit on the border. And listen to what they had to say. This is cut one, please, Jared. This is from MSNBC.
Now, we just heard some of the horror stories that people face just when they get to Mexico and trying to get to the U.S. They're being kidnapped, starved, raped, extorted. That's just in Mexico. I'm just wondering, Amna, where is the urgency here? Where is the outrage that men, women, and children are going through hell? And it seems as though, unless there's some political aspect to this, there's no outrage. There's no focus.
Yeah. Yeah, welcome to the party, MSNBC. Wait till they find out about the laptop. Wait till they find out. Wait till they find out about vaccines not really keeping you protected from coronavirus. That is going to blow their mind. Wait till they find out the Russian hoax was all fake news. Damn, that guy's going to have quite the segment on MSNBC. Oh, and by the way, where's the outrage? I'll tell you where the outrage is. There is no outrage because Joe Biden told us he has more important things to do. He's getting interviewed by Drew Barrymore. He's walking around Nantucket doing a little shopping. He's shopping local on the cobblestone streets with Dr. B, Nana. That's where the urgency is. There is no urgency. And you all know that. Because you're on a channel, a station, a network that has been suppressing any stories about this outrageous situation that you're now comfortably referring to for years, because it didn't benefit you. It didn't benefit your candidates. That's where the urgency is. Playing dumb now, pretending he doesn't know what's been going on at MSNBC and CNN. Remember when Jen Psaki wouldn't even call it a crisis? And then I think it was AP, forgive me if I'm wrong, that started telling their writers, don't call it a crisis. We don't want to call it a crisis, you know? It doesn't meet the level of a crisis. It's all been the media. You guys are the problem. The story's there. The Biden White House had a problem, and I know I go back to this a lot. They had a problem with Bill Mnuchin because he's actually at the border showing the world what is happening. There was a reporter from the New York Post last week, I read the story on Howie's show, that does ride-alongs along the southern border, and she's been doing it for years. And guess what? She went a couple weeks ago to do a ride-along to report to the American people what's happening under this administration, and you know what they told her? Sorry, no, can do. White House said no. D.C. said no, can't do it. So don't come to me and ask me where the outrage is, because there's been plenty of outrage. You guys have just chosen time and time and time again to ignore it. It's pathetic. It's pathetic. And now they're going to, now because it's so nice, because now we're almost into January, they've got the Senate, the Democrats dodged a major bullet, which is partly the fault of Republicans, by the way. But now all of the beautiful people on MSNBC, they can put on their furrowed brows and they can pretend they're really trying to crack this code, you know? Goodwill Hunting, solving equations on the board. Where is the outrage? If X plus Y equals Z, where is the outrage? As if they don't know. My friends at Eden Pure have big news. The Gen 40 heaters are back in stock. I actually called up the mailroom manager today. I said, I want to take the Gen 40 heater out of Howie Carr's office. Jared said he'd let me into the office. Is that okay? She said, yes. You notice what I didn't do. I didn't call up Howie Carr and ask him. Because Howie Carr loves his heater. Even when he's in Florida and he doesn't need the heater anymore, I still know he wouldn't relinquish it. I know he wouldn't want me to put it in my office. So the good news is I got my hands on a Gen 40 heater and I can't wait. Because these heaters, you want to order fast, first of all. They run out really quickly. You want to go to EdenPureDeals.com and make sure you use Grace50. That's the code word because you'll get $50 off. But the Gen 40 heater combines infrared and convective heat to warm a room, and it warms you to the bone. This is a great way to save money in the winter. You don't need to heat up the entire house. Think about when you come home from work, where do you spend the most time usually? Most people have one or two spots they hang in. Maybe in the kitchen when you're cooking, then in the living room when you're watching TV. And so to heat up the whole house, the basement, the dining room, places you're never going to be in, when you can just bring this heater with you and keep yourself and your loved ones warm, and it's at a nice, comfortable distance, but it really does warm you to the bone. It's just the best of both worlds. Plus, the heater is completely safe around kids and pets. It has no exposed elements, which is great. All of our listeners love the Gen 40 heater. A lot of people have been asking, are they going to do a deal? Or are they going to wait till the spring? Because, I mean, not a lot of heater companies would do a deal heading into the winter. But luckily for us, Eden Pure is going to do it. Right now, you can save $50 with code GRACE50 at EdenPureDeals.com. Last year, Eden Pure sold out of their Gen 40 heaters, so you need to order early while supplies last. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Don't forget to put in code GRACE50. I want you to get that extra $50. Save today. Be prepared for the cold temps. You know they're coming. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word GRACE50. Shipping is free. We will be right back. I see some people still want to talk about Boehner crying. I will allow it. I'm feeling very generous today. And also, I want to talk about SBF. Because we have not heard the last of this vegan diet. You would think in a situation you're in like a rat infested, maggot infested prison. Shockingly enough, the people that run this prison don't seem to be overly concerned with SPF's dietary restrictions. But I'd be thinking at that point, forget the modifications, forget the tofu. I'm just trying to survive, but not SPF. He's got people calling up about his vegan diet, and we're going to talk about that when we come back. I'd love to hear from the vegans.
They have pretty good pizza.
I'd love to hear from the vegans on this. 844-500-4242, the vegan community, as it is. We'll be right back. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. This is the Grace Curley Show.
And Representative Linsky for being here. And I have to say, Representative, and I said this to you before, as an old Needham Rocket, it's always a little It's a little interesting to come visit you as a former Bay Stater yourself, and to see the Natick High School mask on there, just to remind me that I had some long days on the basketball court against those guys.
Oh, don't tell us about it, please. Please, please, please. That was Charlie Baker. If you haven't heard, he is going to be the new president of the NCAA.
There's a lot at stake here.
There is a lot at stake. I'm not denying that. But Jared just informed me that Maura Healey, who is going to be our governor very soon.
Also a former basketball player.
And you know what? I'm really starting to think I'm onto something here with my theory about the marathon runners. And hey, just a side note, this is no shade to marathon runners. I'm amazed. I could never do it. Hats off to you. But let's all be honest with ourselves. You like to talk about it. You know, there's no one's going to be, you know, unsure if you ran the marathon. I forgot for a minute that Maura Healey was a basketball player. And then it dawned on me that all of the ads she was running involved her shooting a basketball. What is up with basketball players having to tell everyone that they played basketball?
That's what Emma was just saying. That was her entire campaign. Yeah, it really was.
She would take the ball and throw it to somebody else, you know, some union person, and they would take the ball and say, Maura Healey is going to do a great job because she knows how to free throw or whatever it is. But there is something about that. People like to see where we're lucky, Jared, is that in this space, this is a safe space at the Howie Carr Radio Network. No one who really gets into radio.
My safe space.
For the most part, has any sort of athletic ability. We're all, you know, former theater kids and radio junkies. So I don't think, like, I've never heard Taylor say to me, you know, back in my day, I used to play basketball. Radio, the last bastion of wimps everywhere. Did I say that? Holy crap.
Yeah.
When did I say that?
When you said you didn't want to play soccer.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's accurate. I stand by that statement.
I did not like playing soccer. I mean, I played CYO basketball, but.
Okay, Charlie. We don't need to. But, you know, tell us about it, your glory days.
I mean, I did get one assist in one game, so I think I'm qualified to be governor.
Jared, I think I told people this before. I had a game where in high school, I shouldn't have been on that team. I should have been on like the B team, but somehow I think they felt bad. No, it was middle school. I was on the A team because I was an eighth grader. So they felt like we got to let all the eighth graders on the A team. We can't have one eighth grader on the B team. It would have been me. And it got to like halfway through the season. The coach went through the list and tried to figure out, did everyone get a basket this year? And I hadn't got one. So they put me out on the court. And the mission of the game was get Grace. We were up by like 100. Get Grace a basket. It took a long time. It took a lot longer than it should have. It actually started to get frustrating for my teammates. They're like, oh, we didn't realize how bad this girl was until we started trying to get her to get one shot. It was embarrassing. But that's how I ended up here, you know? And, it's contagious. Now I'm talking about my basketball career. What is happening? No more Charlie Baker. That's it. We're done.
Grace Curley, 2028. She played basketball.
That's going to be my campaign. Hey, I just wanted to mention here, SBF, in case you missed this, he's still in prison. I guess he's going to be in the Bahamian, is that how you pronounce it? The Bahamian prison until February. Based off the reports of this prison, like they don't have mattresses, people get bed sores from sleeping on the stone, it's maggot infested, it's easier to get drugs inside Fox Hill Prison than it is outside, allegedly. Staying there till February is a long, long time, but I guess he feels like it's a safer bet than coming back to the United States. Now, according to the New York Post, some of his family members were trying to call up and explain to the prison guards or the powers that be at the prison that he has a vegan diet, and they were hoping that maybe they could help him get vegan food. I would like to think that when you lose billions of dollars, lose, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, and you end up in a prison that's covered in rats, that the vegan diet takes a backseat. You know, that perspective reigns supreme, that you go, you know what? Life's too short. I'm going to have to eat the slop to survive. But no, the people with these vegan diets, man, it is part of their persona.
He's going to get a fistful of some type of grass that grows outside the prison, I think. That's as close to vegan as he's going to get from the guards.
I don't think these guards are going to be very sensitive to his dietary needs. All right, you guys know what's coming up next. It's time for a Woker joke. Get on the line. 844-500-4242. A lot of great headlines this week. So get on the line now. You could win a $50 gift card to Aviva Trattoria. We'll be right back.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Do not be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua. I'm actually going there on Wednesday, next Wednesday. Very excited. So call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or visit perfectsmiles.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Have you switched preferences from Trump 2024 to DeSantis 2024?
Yeah. You know, I'm on radio to tell people how I really feel. So if I'm going to be honest and bring on the haters, yeah, I have.
53% say yes, 47% say no.
If wow. I had to decide today, you know, that's the caveat, obviously. Get on the lines. Actually, we have full lines, but keep trying if you have not been able to get on, because we'll go through people during Woker Joke. And it is brought to you by Aviva Trattoria. A gift card to Aviva Trattoria is what everyone wants this holiday season. Plus, they've got new locations, which you want to check out. So pick up one of their gift cards or multiple at any of their five locations. To find the one nearest you, go to AvivaTrattoria.com. Here's how it works. We're going to read headlines. Taylor's going to read you a headline, The Wizard of Woke. And you have to decide, is it woke, as in it's real, or is it a joke? Did one of the sickos that surrounds me here today make up this headline out of whole cloth? Taylor, are you ready to go?
Yes.
Okay, let's play it, Jared.
Everything woke turns to shit, okay?
I started a joke.
Ha, 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 ha. Pink-haired wokers.
The word woke means loser.
But the joke was on me. Oh, no.
All right, we're going to start today with James, who I know he had a point from earlier. So, James, make your point first, and then we'll have you get your headline for Woker Joke.
Thanks, Grace. Yeah, I just was going to quickly say that being an older gentleman myself and then also seeing the same thing happen with my father, I think that, you know, it's easy to kind of get misty over sentimental type things, not necessarily sad things, but more sentimental. It's and that earlier caller you had that said, oh, you should only cry over two. Well, you don't really get to pick and choose what you cry about. It's just what it comes or it doesn't. But that's all I wanted to say.
And you know what, James? I agree with you. And also, after seeing people get older and doing the same thing, it's less about whatever the situation is. You're right. It's more about the sentimentality of it and the fact that they're getting older. So they're kind of acknowledging their own age in that process. So I think you're onto something there. All right, James, are you ready for your headline?
I think, well, I'll give it my best shot.
Okay,
here
we go.
These are tough because, you know, these people are crazy. You can't put anything past them, so go ahead.
Absolutely. Hold on one sec.
All right, John, here is your headline. The not-so-subtle racism of 90s sitcom reboots.
Oh, that's woke.
It is not. It is a joke. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, James. I really
By the way,
like
that was
you.
A joke. That's not true.
I really, I like you. You sound like a nice guy.
Kind of true. I mean, they're remaking another one, too, but they remade Fuller House. That 70s show, they're remaking into that 90s show.
Yeah.
And those are both comedies, but they remade Fresh Prince of Bel-Air into, like, some gritty, serious drama.
Yeah.
So why does the black one get, like, this gritty, serious, like, kids are bad kind of makeover, yet all the pure white 90s stuff stays happy and innocent?
Wow, you sound like someone who could be looking for a job at the
stuff.
New York Times.
Yeah,
I'm very much anti-reboot. And you know why? I was watching the other day, actually, one person did ask me this, what I thought of the White Lotus season finale. Thought it was amazing.
What is the White Lotus?
White Lotus is on HBO. It's a really good show. It's like about all these wealthy people
Would
on vacation.
I like it?
No. No, you actually might. It's a very good show, like critically acclaimed. But my point is that it's so interesting, the stories you can make about everyday things and everyday dysfunction. And you can make totally new stories out of things that no one's thought of before. And when I see these reboots, it's like, move on. Make some new content. Aren't you guys the most creative people in the world? Stop rehashing these shows that weren't that good to begin with.
Preying upon nostalgia.
Ugh, enough with the nostalgia. That's something our generation's like obsessed with. I could do without all the nostalgia.
Every generation is obsessed with nostalgia.
Too much. Too much. Okay, moving on. Let's go to Deneen. You're up next on The Grace Curley Show. Are you ready for your headline, Deneen?
I am.
Okay, here we go.
All right, Deneen, here's your headline. Do you really need deodorant? Experts weigh in.
I'm going to go with woke.
That's a very good decision. It is woke.
Very good, Deneen.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
I would say
blah, 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 blah.
That, yeah, thank you, Bernie, because I know this is going to upset him as well. I don't think anyone should be deciding that decision themselves. If you don't think you need deodorant, I think you should ask the person who has to spend the most time with you if they think you need deodorant, because...
Well, they just get used to the smell, I think.
So maybe, oh, so you think maybe
it's
you
your
just
own
gotta...
funk that builds up. It's. I think the article, I didn't read all of it. I didn't have time today, but the gist of it is basically just bathe. And, you know, the problem goes away when you bathe. Don't let it fester. Because
we need an article to tell us this.
Yeah, but you can get away without bacteria, without deodorant.
According to this article,
according to the portion of this article that I've read.
Okay, don't take it too much to heart, Taylor. We'll give it. We'll get a second opinion on that.
I recently switched deodorants, actually, so I feel like somebody's following me all day.
Did you go to one of like the organic natural?
Yeah, I got rid of the aluminum. No more aluminum for this guy.
Lovely. Yeah. Lovely. We'll keep our noses out for that.
Yeah.
That's what that was.
Yes.
Organic. I have an organic deodorant too. And
vanilla and sandalwood.
There is a difference.
Oh, yes.
You know, like if you're in a sweaty situation and you've got the organic on.
I haven't gotten overloaded, oversaturated just yet.
All right. We've officially crossed the line. This is too TMI. TMI. Let's go to Steve. You're up next. Are you ready for your headline, Steve?
But not without a little thank you, Grace. I wanted you to know how much I've learned on Woke or Joke.
I don't know if that's a good thing, Steve.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
The first time I listened to Woke or Joke, I don't understand this whole gender thing and all of that, but I learned that I need to identify as cake. So my gender is now cake. I'm fluffy on the inside and very sweet on the outside.
Oh, lovely. Thank you very much, Steve. We learned something new about you as well. Okay, Steve, are you ready for your headline?
I am.
Okay, here we go.
All right, Steve, here's your headline. New York State Rep drafts bill to make Christmas Hanukkah Kwanzaa an actual holiday.
Well, it is New York, so I'm pondering that as woke, but boy, it really smacks of a joke to me. I'll go with joke.
Good instinct, sir. That is a joke.
That would be a mouthful.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
For some reason, that was like a mobile.
I think it was
like a T-Mobile
or somebody had
back in the early 2000s. And that song stuck with me all these years. I think it only aired 1 year.
Sing it for us.
Happy Christmas Hanukkah Kwanzaa to you. Happy Christmas Hanukkah Kwanzaa to you.
Happy Christmas Hanukkah Kwanzaa. Christmas Hanukkah Kwanzaa.
Something like that.
Hey, who was the guy you were playing it on, Howie? And I know his name, but I can't think of it.
Oh, Smokey Robinson.
Dude, that cut is
Happy
so good.
Happy Chinooka.
I was so mad I didn't think of playing that cut. That was the best thing. He said it so genuinely. Like, he
oh,
was
yes.
like, I don't know what that
yeah,
is.
That was
but
a cameo
you.
That he did. Somebody wanted him to wish them a happy. And they spelled it the traditional.
Yeah.
Is it traditional or not so traditional? Anyway, they spelled it. C-H-A-N.
And he just said Chinooka.
Chinooka. Happy Chinooka?
And then he said...
I don't know what a Chinooka is, but happy Chinooka.
That's an all-time cameo. Imagine getting that cameo. You're like, what did I do
priceless.
To deserve this?
Priceless. You turn that into an NFT and you sell it on collecttrumpcards.com.
Oh, boy. Ron, you're up next on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Ron?
I am.
Okay, here we go.
All right, Ron, here is your headline. John Fetterman among New York Times' most stylish people of 2022.
That's woke.
It is woke.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
Yeah, so they said Fetterman is the most stylish, one of the most stylish, and they also said the day before that January 6th was one of the best pieces of television. What do you think is more absurd?
Well, that's a very good question.
I know. I was going to do it as a poll question, but I thought
that's a great poll question.
It was a little inside baseball for people.
That's not inside baseball at all.
Howie disagreed.
What are you talking about? He talked about the January 6th thing on his show. That it got lower.
Is Howie a saboteur? What's going on here?
I think that's tomorrow's poll question.
But what do you
think? I don't know.
I would actually argue that saying January 6th, it was best television, is more ridiculous because you could, fashion's one of those things that's so subjective.
But you had great moments. Like, and we talked about this on Howie's show. The, what's her name? With Trump and the Beast doing the kung fu fighting. I mean,
Cassidy Hutchinson.
That's an all-timer right there.
Everybody was coming.
That was great TV.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know that look, like the basketball shorts, the
Fetterman drip.
That hoodie, that's the style now.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great for me because I have terrible style and now I'm starting to feel like maybe I'm coming back.
I would say
back.
That John Fetterman, that's the more ridiculous claim of New York Times, that he's stylish.
Okay. Well, we'll put it to a poll tomorrow. How's that? Let's go to Tony. You're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Are you ready for your headline, Tony?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
All right, Tony, here's your headline. Norwegian filmmaker faces up to 3 years in prison for saying men cannot be lesbians.
I'm going to go with joke.
It's not a joke.
Oof. Tony.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
Tony, you sound like a nice guy, but today you also sound like a big-time loser. I did see this story. I didn't really look into it, though.
I tried looking into it, and my head is just spinning. I am the Wizard of Woke, but it's near the end of the year. The Wizard's powers need to reset. I don't really get this one yet. I've got to reread it. I had very limited time today. I'm sorry.
You know what, though? That last caller, that's a good one to lose on. Like, if you can't even understand it, then that's a fair loss.
Yes, yeah.
You shouldn't feel too bad. Let's go to Dawn. You're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Are you ready for your woke or joke headline, Dawn?
Yes, I am.
All right, Don, here is your headline. Freeform cuts Rudolph misfit toy scenes after psychiatrist calls term trigger for depressive children.
I want to say that's a joke.
That is a joke.
Oh, phew. Yeah.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
I was about to get so angry if that was real. That's like one of my favorite movies.
We're on the island of misfit toys.
What did he want to be? He wanted to be a dentist.
I want to be a dentist.
Great, great movie.
Hermie doesn't want to make toys.
That's one movie, though, that's not free right now.
I'm independent.
You got to pay. You got to cough up to buy that on TV right
really?
Now.
Really? No, yeah. You can. It's on YouTube for free.
I was trying to find it at my parents' house, and it was like $10.99. I'm like, no,
it's
no,
on YouTube.
No, no,
all,
no.
All 90 minutes of
I like
it on
all
YouTube.
Those claymation movies.
Yeah. I don't. No, that's the only one I like. I don't like Year Without a Santa Claus.
Is that the one where it's, hi, Mr. Snow Miser?
Yeah, that's one of them. Then Santa Claus is Coming to Town. I don't like that one either.
Hi, Mr. Sun. I like that one. That one's like, ooh.
Yeah.
My
I
theater
like the Year Without a Santa down. Claus. Yeah. I like that one.
Yeah.
Pass.
Well, you're a Grinch. Let's go
I like
to
that one.
Let's go to Jonathan. Jonathan, you're up next on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Jonathan?
Yeah, all ready.
All right, Jonathan, here is your headline. Portland to offer new tiers of SNAP benefits dependent on family vaccine status.
Oh, that's woke.
As of today, it's a joke.
Oh, I love this.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
I don't know what it is. I'm in the mood right now to have people lose, which I know sounds awful.
In the mood for losers.
But it's just like, boom, done. You're out.
Bye-bye.
Try again next week.
So long. Bye-bye.
You know nothing about anything, frankly. You're a loser.
Frank, you're up next on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Frank?
I'm ready. How are you guys doing?
Excellent.
We're good.
All right, Frank, here's your headline. Pennsylvania school board member quits after refusing to install cis white male successor.
I'll say that's woke.
It is woke.
Yes, not very good, Frank.
Not a joke.
Stay on the line. You'll be entered to win an Aviva Trattoria gift card. I saw this. The part of it I don't understand is that she admitted that he would be good at the job. It's like, if you're going to say, I'm not going to vote for you because you're a cis white male, also pepper in a little fib and say, I also don't think you're qualified. Like, does that...
But he was also the only cis white male on the board. So it's not like he was taking up a majority of the board. He was a minority in that room.
Good point. Good point.
So, I mean, let's love a little, leave a little.
Wise words from the Wiz. Mm. Okay, do we have one more?
Yes, we do.
Okay, Steve, you are last up on today's Woker Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Steve?
Yes, I am.
All right, Steve, is your headline. BYU Human Development course features the gender-bred person and says Jesus was not masculine.
That is woke.
That is woke, yeah.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
And not to disregard JC, especially with his giant season coming up right now, I would like to focus more on the gender bread.
JYC? Did you say JYC?
No, JC.
Oh, JC. Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking BYU, so JYC.
Got it.
Jesus, Youngblood Christ.
The gingerbread, though, that's the part of this headline. This is why I sent it to you, because I saw the gingerbread and I thought, gingerbread person.
The genderbread person.
The genderbread person.
Who was it? It was Chris Rufo. I think he kind of went through the genderbread person a couple of years ago because it started appearing in college, university.
What?
PowerPoints.
Hold on. We got to go to break here. We'll come back to this at some point today, maybe. I don't even know what that means.
Leave you this story?
Please do. Right. I've never heard of this before. Now you're telling me it's been studied for years?
Not my gumdrop buttons!
We'll be right back. It's The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. This is The Grace Curley Show.
I'm Mr. White Christmas. I'm Mr. Snow.
I'm Mr. Icicle. I'm Mr. Ten Below. Friends call me Snow Miser.
Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. And we did this last week. We're doing it again today. We're doing a competition where if you text in the correct answer, you will be entered to win a free dinner with yours truly at Aviva Trattoria, their new location opening up in Stoneham. The dinner will be in January. This is really, really cool. I cannot wait to check out this location. If you know me, you know I love Aviva Trattoria. I love their food. I love their restaurants. I love everybody that works there. And so I'd love to share this with you. And if you want to text in, it's 617-213-1066. All you have to do is get the question right and you will be entered to win this free dinner with me at Aviva Trattoria in Stoneham. Now, I'm between two questions, Jared. One of them is very, very easy. One of them's a little trickier. What do you think?
I'd say go with the easy one on this one.
Okay. What year was I born? You can't get easier than that. That's a quick little bit of math for everybody out there. 844-500-4242. And if you text in, it's 617-213-1066. If you want to see if you can win a free dinner with me at Aviva Trattoria in Stoneham in January, they're opening up a new location. I cannot wait to see it. When we come back, we've got layoffs at the Washington Post. We've got CNN's hot take finally on the Twitter files. And we've got Dr. Fauci in the news. Don't go anywhere. It's The Grace Curley Show.